Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 243. Today we will continue with the healing phase symptoms of veins program. In almost all cases of my clinical practice of the last 10 years, the patients who presented with peripheral edema due to fluid accumulation and pain due to edema could free themselves easily and quickly with the knowledge of GNM. That means the very knowledge of their ball and chain conflict and an attempt to resolve or at least to downgrade their conflicts helped them to get relieved of their discomforts of edema and pain. Most common sites of affection are the ankles, feet and legs. It is good and useful to compare and differentiate the peripheral edema that occurs in relation with the programs of the myocardium, leg bones, and that of lymph edema. In the program of the myocardium, the peripheral edema occurs in long-lasting conflict activity of overwhelmed conflict called myocardial or cardiac insufficiency with the affection of the right myocardium and subsequent accumulation of interstitial fluid in the capillaries, particularly in the ankles, feet and legs. We studied earlier how the peripheral edema occurs during the healing phase of long bones in arms and legs with the recalcification and simultaneous draining of fluid, especially around the legs. We also saw earlier how the lymph edema develops during the healing of lymph vessels and cause peripheral edema. In some patients, this water retention can become excessive due to syndrome, and in those cases, the swellings can increase considerably. Here again, the biological handedness and the association with mother-child or partner are applicable. There is an often committed misdiagnosis of deep vein thrombosis in many cases of pain and swelling of the legs. Sometimes they call it thrombophlebitis. In both these conditions, the conventional medicine assumes the presence of a thrombus causing the swelling and inflammation of the leg vein. But in an individual who is mobile, there is no chance of formation of clot or thrombus in leg veins. The working of the muscles of the calf region and the contraction of the muscles in the blood vessel walls will facilitate the flow of blood through the venous system. Small clots are often broken down in the bloodstream and are absorbed by the body, a process called fibrinolysis. Blood clot or thrombus can of course be formed if the blood is not moving by the process known as coagulation. Such blood clots can be formed in the lower extremities also, especially if the individual is not moving his legs for a prolonged period of time, maybe after an operation, in a case of induced coma during or prolonged stay in bed following an injury, etc. Any situation of long-lasting inactivity of the legs can cause such clots in the deep veins also. Stagnant blood can cause pain even. Lung embolism is the condition when small pieces of these clots break away, travel through the venous system and get lodged in the lungs. This condition does not require a DHS. But remember, if the individual is mobile, this clot formation seldom happens. We also saw earlier that a blood clot can never be the cause of a heart attack or a stroke because such obstructions in the flow of blood is immediately managed by the development of collateral circulation by auxiliary vessels in the corresponding organ of heart and brain. But the conventional medicine continues to teach that the blockage of blood vessels is the cause of heart attacks and strokes. Coming back to the biological special program of the veins, do not forget that the very common medical condition of varicose veins is occurring during the healing of a ball and chain conflict, especially when the healing is a hanging one following continuous conflict relapses. Varicose veins are commonly found in leg veins where the prevention of backflow of blood also is affected. In PCLB phase or scarring phase, the recurrent repair process makes the wall scarred and porous and the veins thicker than before. Varicoceles are also a common condition that develop in the scrotum. Here again, the biological conflict is self-devaluation conflict associated with the testicles. During puberty, there is more chance of development of this condition. Another condition is the development of small varicose veins known as spider veins. This also is common in leg region with the ball and the chain conflict. In other locations, the corresponding self-devaluation conflicts trigger the formation of spider veins. The biological purpose of the program of any tissue or organ derived from the new mesoderm is shown at the end of the healing phase. The same is the case with the veins also, where the thickening of the veins occur in order to make them better prepared for another conflict of same nature. Friends, we finish our discussion on the SBS of the blood vessels here. Listen to the Global GNM Health Tips tomorrow also. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.